Torah, God's instruction, His rulings, His opinion, His borders, His boundaries for our well-being, is Torah. Leviticus chapter 23, continuing in God's appointed days, His calendar. Today we look at the next two appointed days, the fifth and sixth days on His calendar. Tomorrow we will look at the final day on His calendar. Today is Yom Teruah, which means the day of alarm or the day of blasting, speaking of the shofar blasting. And then the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. These days happen in the fall. The first four days that we looked at yesterday happen in the spring. The last three happen in the fall at the end of the harvest, after the final harvest. Verse 23, Leviticus 23, Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell the people of Israel, in the seventh month, the first of the month, is to be for you a day of complete rest." Remember, the original calendar of the Lord began in April, Nisan, was to be the first of months. So the seventh month falls in the fall, in the autumn of our calendar. It's not the seventh month of our calendar, which would be July. This seventh month in the Hebrew calendar is in the fall. So the first of that month is to be a day of complete rest for remembering. A holy convocation announced with blasts on the shofar. Originally, the day of Yom Teruah, Yom means day, Teruah, blasting, the blasting of the shofar, was a time of introspection, which would last for 10 days leading up to Yom Kippur. Those days are called the days of awe, teshuvah, meaning return or repentance. This was the period of time between Yom Teruah and Yom Kippur when Yeshua fasted and was tempted by the adversary in the wilderness. It's a total of 40 days, but the final 10 days are really the days of awe between these two holidays. The blasts of the shofar implying that the Day of Atonement is coming and it's time to get ready. There are many who wonder if a future Yom Teruah, a day of blasting, the day of the shofar, will be fulfilled directly by Yeshua. Some call it the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a rousing cry, with a call from one of the ruling angels, and with God's shofar. Those who died united with the Messiah will be the first to rise. Then we who are left still alive will be caught up." That's where the word rapture comes from. "Caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we will always be with the Lord." God's got a shofar that's going to blast. And so many believe that the shofar blasts every year on Yom Teruah are just a dress rehearsal for the future blowing of God's great shofar. Also, in the book of Revelation, we are told that Yeshua has a voice of a shofar in chapters 1 and 2. So it's interesting to conceptualize and think what the possibilities might be and what this holiday points towards, Yom Teruah, the first day of the fall holidays. Today, Yom Teruah is not really celebrated as it originally was. It has been combined together with Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Rosh Hashanah, or the Jewish New Year, is celebrated on what was the ancient day of Yom Teruah, the day of the blasting. And even to this day, we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But the holiday of Rosh Hashanah is not really in the Torah. It's something that developed later when we were in Babylon. The Babylonians had a New Year holiday around that same time in the fall. And so the Jews followed suit and began their own holiday and blew the shofars during that time of year. So Rosh Hashanah, in my opinion, is not really the new year. The new year was supposed to be celebrated in Nisan. Even God said, this is going to be the beginning of the year for you. The year that we came out of Egypt, which makes a lot of sense to celebrate the new year when spring comes, when everything begins to blossom anew. Not in January, when everything is dead. Not in the fall, when everything is dying. It's in the spring. Makes the most sense to me that the new year should be commemorated around Passover time. So the blasting of the shofar, he says in verse 25, do not do any kind of ordinary work, and bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. Adonai said to Moshe, verse 27, the 10th day of this 7th month is Yom Kippur. You are to have a holy convocation, a coming together, a service. You are to deny yourselves, and you are to bring an offering made by fire to Adonai. Self-denial. On Yom Kippur, 10 days of awe, repentance, leading up to this most holy day. It is considered the holiest day of the year on the calendar for Jewish people. And remember, these are the days that God says are His days. These are my days, God said in the first verse of this chapter. Self-denial. So today, that is interpreted to mean fasting. But Yom Kippur is typically a day of fasting for those observing it. In Israel, everything shuts down. There are no cars on the road at all. Kids ride their bikes down the freeway. People stroll along on the busiest streets in Jerusalem with no traffic, no cars whatsoever. It's a day of complete self-denial, denying yourselves. It's a day of mourning, a day of repentance. It was the one time of the year, which we looked at several weeks ago. It was the one time of the year, which we looked at a few studies back, when the high priest would go into the Holy of Holies and make atonement. And we looked at the two goats, one for the Lord and one for the scapegoat who would escape bearing the sins of the people to a unseen place. Today, because there is no temple, there is no Holy of Holies, the goats are no longer used because of the absence of the temple. Jewish people on Yom Kippur take it as a day of repentance. Repenting before God, denying themselves. You are not to do any kind of work on that day, verse 28, because it is Yom Kippur, to make atonement for you before Adonai, your God. Anyone who does not deny himself on that day is to be cut off from his people. A day of mourning, a day of self-denial. There is an interesting parallel in prophecy from the book of Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10, which speaks about the coming of the Messiah, coming back to Israel, coming back to Jerusalem to set up his kingdom. God says, speaking in the first person, he says, I will pour out on the house of David and on those living in Jerusalem a spirit of grace and prayer, and they will look to me whom they pierced. They will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. They will be in bitterness on his behalf, like the bitterness of a firstborn son. So a day of mourning, a day of fasting, a day of atonement. Could it be the final Yom Kippur is the day that he returns, that the Messiah comes once again to Jerusalem, and the house of David, that is, all the Jewish people, receive the Spirit, the outpouring of the Spirit of grace, it says. And a day of mourning, which Yom Kippur traditionally is, like has never been before, when Yeshua, who was originally overlooked, even rejected, stands before Jerusalem and the whole house of David, coming with the Spirit of grace, which means unmerited favor, receiving his people like never before. Pay attention to God's calendar and these special days. God has a plan and he has his appointments. Torah 101 Daily.